Hey.
Hello, Captain Brian. It's been a good morning.
It has.
You just did a lot of radio.
Let me not crash the car getting out of this spot. They got me T-boned in here.
That's what they say, don't broadcast and drive. Yeah, but who cares?
This guy parked right there just in case I was streaming live when I was pulling out.
Yeah.
To make sure that it was going to be interesting.
It's not getting an accident. Well, good to be here in Florida. Going to have some good shows tonight at Off the Hook. It's going to be off the hook.
It is going to be off the hook.
Somebody mentioned to me, you know, Off the Hook Comedy Club, right? Tonight and tomorrow night. How many years have I been coming out and performing with you out here? It's been probably almost 10 years, right?
I was going to say at least 8, but might be 10.
8 years, yeah, something like that. Yeah. Someone mentioned to me there's a character, a scene in a movie that I did called Grind.
Yeah.
And in the movie, I say, it's going to be off the hook.
And I
say it several times. I'll show it to you. I'd have to use it for a promo for the show.
I need to do that.
Yeah, Off the Hook. It was Tony Hawk produced that movie with his 900 Films production company. And it was pretty cool.
Tony Hawk must be pretty cool.
He's a very cool guy. He's a very cool guy. One of my childhood heroes. I was into skateboarding a lot. And, you know.
Who didn't have a Tony Hawk skateboard, right?
Absolutely.
And oh, my God.
Now he's somebody that I could call a friend, so that's pretty cool.
That is cool. Hey, guys. Sun's in my face.
Yeah.
Tom Green, chilling.
Yeah. Hello, guys. Good to see you. We're streaming right now on Facebook, and I can actually see the comments coming along here as well. So if you want to ask a question, I'll read it off the screen. And hello, Perry Sack.
Hey, Perry.
Good to see you. Hello, Melanie. Cinco.
Getting shout outs from Tom Green. Yeah. Pretty cool, right?
Shout outs to Melanie Cinco and Perry Sack and Diane Ward, who's also watching.
So tell me,
Derek Carlson,
why you think you thought Donald Trump was going to be the next president?
He just looked like he really wanted to be the president. You know? No, I don't know. I was on The Celebrity Apprentice, right? So I worked with the president. He fired me. And you know, I just kind of felt like he looked like he would have been somebody that really would have wanted to do something like that. And he's always talked about it over the years. You know, it did not surprise me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like talking politics too much because I know, you know, it's kind of a divisive thing right now. And,
right.
You know, at the end of the day, I'm Canadian and this is your problem.
Look at this guy. He's having a concert.
Oh, yeah. There he is.
He's singing with his eyes closed while he's driving.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Oh yeah, bud. Yeah, it's good. He is having a good time. Yeah, he's getting smoothing it out over there. Wish we could get a shot of that.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That's funny. So what was more exciting? Dealing with the people on The Apprentice? We're back. Sorry.
But you know, I had fun doing the show. You know, it was fun. I don't think I'll ever do one of those kinds of shows again, though. It's weird being in like that fishbowl kind of reality TV environment. They set it up so that everybody kind of gets mad at each other, and they, you know, create scenarios that are uncomfortable, and everybody sort of starts yelling at each other. And I like to keep things more positive than that in life in general. So.
Sure.
So, but it was fun to do one. I love television, you know, so I was curious about what it would be like being on a show like that. So
when you got in the car, we started talking. I said, we have to save that for the captain's log. When I brought up Jake and Logan Paul, because these YouTube guys are like internet sensations, right?
Yeah.
And they're even, I mean, they're celebrities like the way you came up. When you hit public access radio in Canada, next thing you know, you're like world famous everywhere doing Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Well, that's the amazing thing about YouTube, right, is you can create your own thing, and if it's funny and if people like it and if you find an audience, then more power to you. You know, that's what I did before YouTube, of course, but I started my show on public access TV. I just made this crazy show with no rules, and people responded to it. So it's a good time for comedy and for independent media and podcasting. It's an exciting time. That's why I love doing stand-up, because, you know, you're your own boss. You know, I travel around the country and perform at comedy clubs and theaters all around the world, and you know, it's an exciting thing.
When I was explaining to my kids, they're they're 11 and 12. I was like, Tom Green's coming. And that didn't really strike a chord with them.
Yeah, I don't have 11-year-old
it's
fans.
Not a big demographic for you.
Got to really crack into that 11-year-old market.
So in order to explain to them who you were, I had to say, this guy is the first guy that ever did a vlog. He's the first guy that had a blog that anyone even heard of.
Yeah.
Right?
And it wasn't, I didn't call it I did have a website in 1995, tomgreen.com, and I would do, I didn't call them blogs back then.
But right. We didn't have the word, but you did it.
Yeah.
So I was trying to explain that to my kids, and they're like, well, so what does he do? Does he travel around with the camera still? I'm like, no, but he started that. He does do cameras, but he's stand-up comedian full time.
Yeah.
And he's on movies. So then we had to watch Road Trip, and they got a kick out of it.
Oh, cool. Tell them to go watch the old pranks, though, because that'll probably even resonate even more with them, because, you know, the movies were fun. I loved doing movies, and Road Trip was fun, but that was definitely more traditional than the TV show. You know, tell them to go watch When I Prank My Parents. I bet you they'd get a crack.
I was telling them about the sausage. Yeah. Daddy.
Yeah, if you just go to tomgreen.com, so a lot of my videos are right there on the front page of tomgreen.com. That'd be a good place for them to start.
And you'll get lost in laughter.
Yeah.
This one I did the other day because I was trying to find some good clips.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was watching clip after clip, and I'm like, I got to get back to work.
Yeah. You might want to be careful with the 11-year-old
clips,
though.
True.
I guess 11-year-olds have seen it all on the internet now these days, right?
They have. I'll tell you. It's a different world out there right now.
Yeah.
I'm constantly like, what are you watching? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you live?
Now, do they have cell phones?
They have cell phones, yeah.
At 11 years old, they have their own cell phones?
They have iPhone 8s.
Wow.
And they're, like, doing their own vlogs, and they have these little kits that have lights, LED lights.
So all kids have cell phones?
Yeah, pretty much.
And they have cell phones so you can track them, right?
Yeah, they've had cell phones for, like, 5 years.
It's like a tracking device.
Since they were five.
Yeah. Does it ever occur to them that by having a cell phone, they're being tracked by their parents?
They know that we pretty much are watching them all the time.
Like when I was a kid, man, you know, like we would go out and on our bikes and, you know, it was freedom. Nobody would ever know where we were.
Yeah, but you can't just let kids in this day and age just run around like we did.
Yeah.
You can't just go out and play. I mean, we live in a gated community and they do that. But it's not...
Don't go past the gate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, have they ever gone past the gate?
No. No, they can't.
Are they afraid of the other side of the gate?
They are very scared.
They're scared to go past the gate?
Yeah. They don't want to deal with the consequences.
Wow. Oh, the consequences of being in trouble with that?
You take the phone away and they're done.
Oh, man.
They don't know what else to do.
They don't even realize, though, that that would be good if they had the phone taken away, because then they could go past the gate and you wouldn't be able to find them.
If you take the phone away, they don't know what else to do.
Wow. Yeah. Does that worry you?
Yes, no.
There people are becoming sort of, you know, kind of... I don't know, programmed.
I like the entrepreneurial spirit that they kind of have with the phone, because they do fun things and they want to build an audience and they like make little fake commercials and stuff. So I can appreciate that because we didn't have the ability to do that growing up. So they have that side of it. But like you hear this, Dad, I'm bored. Dad, what should I do? Like nonstop.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean what should you do? You just... like literally did 25 things for the past 8 hours. You can't sit for 5 minutes and do nothing? No, I'm bored.
I have a feeling like if I ever have children, I'm gonna be one of these weird parents that says, you know what, kids, you're not allowed to have a phone until you're 16.
Yeah, it's a struggle.
Will they like just be nuts? Like, they'll go nuts? Like I need...
No, they would be total outcasts.
Outcasts.
Yeah, and you know, I mean,
no, they wouldn't be able to talk to anybody.
Correct.
Because nobody can talk to each other anymore unless they're texting.
It's
with each
all
other.
Snapchat and FaceTime and text. That's all they do.
Wow.
They hardly even talk on the phone.
Yeah.
And that goes like from their age now, but I think it even like 20, up to about 25, they don't have very good skills on the phone.
Yeah.
They're great at texting.
So people are going to lose their social skills.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be good for people like us that still have some form of communication ability. Because we'll be smarter than everybody else.
True, but then they look at us and say, oh, old.
Yeah, but you know what? They don't know.
Because they can't pick up the phone and like make a call to customer service or, you know, whatever it is, because they're like a deer in headlights.
Yeah.
They don't get that.
well, you know what? It's going to be interesting to see what happens, you know, over the next few years. I talk about this a lot in my stand-up. You know, as you know, I talk about social media and technology affecting our lives and our brains. And you know, it's something that was worrying me for a while, but now I realize that that's actually probably a good thing because we've got a whole new generation of people coming up who will not have those skills, which will be good for people like us that are left to kind of go in and, you know, run things, you know?
I agree.
Yeah, the old people will run the world soon.
But what happens when we're done?
You know, I don't care. I'll be dead.
And that's it.
I don't care what happens. I don't care about the future.
Just let them move in.
Yeah.
Take over and start.
I'll be dead.
Figure it out.
I'm going to wait till I'm 50 to have kids, so I'll be dead by the time they're unemployed adults. I don't even have to worry about it.
Oh, 50.
It's a little negative, I guess.
I can't imagine starting now, even at 40.
Really?
One.
Really, yeah?
42 soon. I couldn't imagine. Yeah, it's...
See,
it's
I couldn't imagine doing it when I was younger. Because when I was younger, I was, like, out having fun and all that stuff. And if I had had children then, like, wouldn't I have not been able to have all that fun that I had? Because I would have been looking after these kids, you know? So now I got all the fun. You know, I'm actually... I had so much fun in my 30s that I'm actually bored of having fun. You know, so now I'm actually looking for something else to do.
Yeah, like, because you're spending your time in Costa Rica.
Yeah, and comedy clubs and traveling the world, and I'm having fun. But I think I'm... Finally, like, I really actually am looking forward to the idea of maybe something new, like, you know, having a family and all that stuff. We'll see if I do it. I don't know. I may do it.
It brings a different excitement to your life. I mean, you know, it's not, you're not having a big party, but the joy is at the same level.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. And once you get old, I mean, you know, joy is tiring. Mm-hmm.
It is.
I don't know if I got enough energy for too much joy.
Yeah, you know? Late night joy.
Yeah, joy to me is a nap. An afternoon nap is what I consider joy.
Then I think you're ready for
it. Yeah, I'll be doing that today. We've been up since 6 o'clock in the morning running around doing radio here in Florida. I'm ready for an afternoon nap, an old man nap.
I got up at 4:45.
Wow, okay.
I had to drive to you, but I just randomly woke up at like 4:30 and I was like, all right. Why am I awake?
Yeah.
And I couldn't get back to bed.
That's old guy stuff when you wake up before 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's old person stuff.
Totally is. Okay. Yeah. That's so old.
Yeah.
My grandfather used to get up like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I used to jump up as a kid thinking, because we used to go fishing. I said, Grandpa, ready for fishing? He's like, it's 4 in the morning. No, we're not going fishing now. But now I know. He was up. He was just awake for the day.
That's
cool. That was his thing.
Where'd you go fishing?
We used to be in Boston.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to, when we grew up in Boston, he would take us fishing on the weekends all the time. So that was the big
thing. Did he have a boat?
He did not have a boat. The ironic thing
you
is...
You go on the shore off the pier fishing. And stuff? Yeah.
But then we used to go on charters, like we used to rent boats to go out. But,
sweet.
Yeah, that was the big, we got a big kick out of that.
Oh, yeah. I did a lot of fishing growing up myself. Freshwater lakes in Canada.
Yep.
A lot of fishing with my dad. Largemouth bass.
That's what we did, yeah.
Northern pike.
Yep.
Those were the main ones that we'd really be going for.
Yeah.
Smallmouth bass.
Mostly largemouth and smallmouth, yeah.
Smallmouth put up a good fight. Better fight than the largemouth.
They do. And the water.
Who knows why? I don't know why. I don't know if they've studied that. I'll just tell you.
They're stronger.
Yeah. Maybe their mouths are smaller, so they have more like aerodynamics, possibly.
It could be.
Who knows? I never even thought about it.
They don't have that big fat belly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a largemouth.
Delicious, though. Yeah, walleye or pickerel.
I never caught a walleye.
Those are good. Those are tasty.
I heard they're delicious.
Tasty. Some speckled trout, some
lake
trout. Hey, good morning. We're naming fish.
We are naming fish. Yeah. Who said that was funny? Only Tom Green can make that part fun.
Oh, yeah. We are naming fish on Facebook this morning.
Driving down Tamiami Trail.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yes.
Nice little river over there.
This takes us right to Miami if we stayed here.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
The original.
Lots of beautiful birds here when you're driving around in the canals at the side of the road. Plenty of wildlife here in Florida. Come visit Florida.
Is this a Visit Florida commercial?
Yeah.
That's our...
At Off the Hook Comedy Club tonight. Get in your cars. If you're in Miami, get in your car, drive down Tamiami Boulevard.
Trail.
It's a trail.
Yes.
And come see my shows tonight and tomorrow at Off the Hook.
All right, guys. This is the captain's log. We're driving right now through Naples, dropping Tom off. He's got two shows tonight. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I'm trying to end it, but the sun is in my face. So I can't see the screen. So I'm not going to end it until I can see the end button, unless you can reach over and see it. I can't see it while I'm driving. It's hard to see.
Let's see.
Interrupted
first
by
ever
calling.
Live car crash on
television.
How do I end
it? Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
I can see it.